Well, it's better late than never. Hello and welcome to Access to Justice, a Carter Center sponsored program on Star Radio FM 104. The program seeks to improve rule of law and increase legal literacy across Liberia. On today's edition, Liberia's Solicitor General Tiawan Gongolo will continue discussion on how to purchase land or handle land disputes rather to avoid violence, with emphasis on the statute of limitation for land disputes in courts. Councillor Gongolo, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
My name is Bruce Boyer, your legal friend, and do stay with us if you can, especially if you are in dispute with a neighbor over a piece of land. Councillor Gongolo, before we go further, can you look back a bit to summarize what we talked about on the last edition of the program concerning how to handle land disputes?
Well, the last time we talked about how to acquire land, how to process land deeds and all of that, how to remain within the framework of the law. And I think we'll close on the fact that don't fight over land, you know, don't get physical. Don't take cutlass to go fight another person. If you fight another person, maybe the person might beat you up, kill you, or harm you, and you suffer twice. The
person for a piece of land, maybe you acquire legally.
The person has taken away your land illegally. He has also wounded you. The best thing to do is to go to court, because the court will give you a solution that will be lasting. If you follow your passion and follow your emotion and get involved emotionally, you might beat the person up, terribly, but you will not get your land. Because if you go to court and the court finally decides, the court will cancel the person's deed and uphold your deed, and that is it.
Sometimes
forever
it gets,
you have your land.
Sometimes it gets increasingly, troublesome, in a sense, you can't bear. It reaches a degree that maybe you can't bear, so you decide to fight.
You know the philosophical statement that he or she who laughs last laughs the best is always correct.
Sometimes it's painful.
Well, it will take a long time. But finally, when you get justice, you will always laugh, and you will laugh forever. And that person who occupies your land either by criminal means or by undue influence or by the use of money or some physical power will end up crying forever.
So you're listening to Access to Justice on Star Radio FM 104. That was the voice of the Solicitor General here again explaining how to handle land disputes and how to acquire a piece of land properly. To call on this program and put your points through to the Solicitor General, you can call 077-281-266, 077-281-266, or 06-471-425. And you can ask the Solicitor General on what to do if you have a land dispute with a neighbor. Councillor Gongolo, in simple terms, what does it mean when people talk about statute of limitation?
Mm-hmm. It's the time period which the law allows for you to bring a case. And they have statute of limitation for different types of cases. Mm. For land case, you have 20 years.
If somebody, 20 long years?
20 years. If somebody occupies your land, you got 20 years within which to bring your case against the person. Because the law considers land to be a very important property.
If you were 50, you could reach 70 before you go to court.
So if the person occupies your land this year, you go to him in this year's 2009, right?
Mm.
And you have time until 2029.
Mm-hmm.
To 2029.
Yeah, 2029.
In order for you to bring a case. You have until 2029. We're in what? We're in April?
Yeah, April.
You have until 2029. April, today is what?
Today is the 18th day of April.
18th of April.
Yeah.
You have until April 17, 2020 to bring your case. If you wait until April 17, 2020 to pass, you enter April 18, 2020, you'll be 2029, you'll be late to bring your case.
Your witnesses might all be dead by then.
Right. Your witnesses might be dead. And that's one of the reasons why the court talked about statute of limitation, because you have to have evidence. But the court gives you all that long time. So if you have all that long time to bring a case, why take cutlass to go and fight? Wait, I have said, and I'd like to give myself an example. I have a land, a piece of land that somebody is occupying now. I am praying to God, because the presence of my cornerstone there. I'm praying to God for that.
Did the person uproot it?
They didn't uproot it. They just put their own cornerstone and block it. And I'm praying to God for that person to build a 10 or 15 story building there.
Why?
When he gets through building it, that will be my old age property, because I will file my action after he finished building a house. I will go to court, I will win my case. And he, if he wants to stay in the house, he will have to pay a rent to me. Or I will just eject him from the house. Can you imagine how I'll be laughing forever until I pass?
But then you'll be laughing last.
I will be laughing last and I will be laughing forever. So when somebody is trying to build on your land, just go and tell him, they learn from me. If he say you want to build, he say, well, at least I finished telling you. But you go ahead and build your house. The day I win my case in the court, don't come to me crying, because I will not listen to you. And there are many examples. Look, I always like to give George Oponwia as an example, because he's the one person that all Liberians know.
The football icon.
Yes. He went and built on, I think, old man Alhaji Silibi house, land on 9th Street. When you were building a house in the 1990s, somebody went doing the land for one old man in exile in Guinea. They seen marshals who sold the property to old man Silibi, turned around and sold it to him. He says, Silibi, my nigga man, they land here for that Congo man I bought it from. That the pool in the Monrovia. You talking about my nigga man. He went ahead and built his $500,000 house. He got through building it. Omar Haji, CDB lawyer, the late counselor George Tule, filed an action of ejectment against George Weah. And the case was heard in 1995. George Weah hired counselor McFarlane. I witnessed part of that trial. You know, in 1995, George Weah was the most popular person in this country. Everybody loved him. He had not talked politics. He had not talked against any Warren fashion leader. He used to go every side of the place. You know, everybody enjoying over Liberia.
Right.
So there was no dispute with him. So those 12 men and women jurors had nothing against George Weah, right? But this is what happened. At the end of the case, the old man who was not known won his case. The jurors brought unanimous verdict against George Weah, because the old man showed a deed that he acquired from the same people before Mr. Weah. He acquired his property a long time before Mr. Weah, from the same people. So the jury looked at it and said, but the fact here, the man got the land. The George Weah finished building a house, he finished dedicating a $500,000 house, 11 rooms, beautiful place.
Football field and all.
The court took it from him. He appealed. So somebody advised and said, hey, they appeal, you appeal. So it didn't go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court affirmed the judgment. And if the Supreme Court affirmed the judgment that they lay enough for you,
right,
it will stay with the old man forever. Then you will have lost.
With the property and all on it.
So you better go to somebody to talk to. Ahaji Koma was on the Council of State that time. The old man, I mean, we are went to Ahaji Koma. You know, Koma used to be in LFA. And Koma called his people and talked to them and said, look, they bought our hero. He the one got Liberia on the map. He could have built a house in France or America or anywhere else. He brought the money here. We can't make him shame. The how, he paid small money to the old man and allow him, the old man now issued deed to him to allow him to have that property. So the poor can be lying to people that when you build foundation, the court can't take it from you. When your house reaches roof level, the court can't take it from you. Yeah, the man finished building a house you were living inside already. The court took it from him.
So it's lack of education, legal education that can take people to the future.
That's the reason why the poor can be fighting. They say, oh, when you sit on that man poor foundation, the court will not take it from you. That lie. There is no law. My over 20 years of practice of law, I have not seen that law. And the Supreme Court has not come up with that kind of law. The Liberian law is not there. The American law that we look up to is not there. The English law is not there. So that other law the people can be talking, maybe the brother from Sunimo or West from somewhere, where they say when the horse reach and when you put foundation, they can't take it from you. When you reach window level, they can't take it from you. When you reach roof level, they can't take it from you. When you live inside now, I say better. That's the reason why the people can be rushing to build a house. And then people can get angry. Why are you rushing to build a house? Somebody want to rush to build a house, let him build a house. Finally, when the court decide that they learn for you, the house will be for you too.
How can that be? The land is only for you. I built my house. Then I break my house down, you take your land.
No, the law is that house go with land. You can't build a house in the air. So you build a house on the land, it belongs to the person who they learn for. That's the law.
Oh, but then a bad law, you think so?
That good law.
That makes it good.
Because you can't build a house in the sky.
I spend my money on somebody else's land.
Yeah.
And they say, move in there. Why I can't take my house down?
You try to break it down, sir, the law will hold you.
Why?
They will put you in jail straight, a criminal mischief. You can't break somebody's property down.
But it's my own house.
It's not your house. And not your house. That is the reason why people better know. Don't waste your money, because in the end, you'll be crying forever. You waste all your pension money, or you waste all your money you finna get it from business. You go build a house on somebody's land. Ah, my brother, when you're trying to build a house and somebody can't sell the land for me, you better go to court and settle it first. When the court decide who the land for before you build your house. Land business, no need for people to be crawling inside, because it's just like mathematics. Like, you see the cell phone. The hard land is, I got it. If I sell it to you, you take it from me, I don't have it again. So I can't sell it to somebody else again, because you got it.
Okay.
The hard land business is, when you finish selling 1 acre of land, one lot, two lots, whatever, to somebody, you don't have it again.
But that is not the case here.
So when you get it and go sell it to somebody again, that you just receive money from that person for nothing. And the other thing people can do, let me relocate you. I would never agree for anybody to relocate me. Like, for example, I bought my land 1980, for example.
Mm.
Then you come this year, 2009, say I'm going to relocate. Relocate where? Because wherever you relocate me for, wherever you relocate me to, you will issue the deed 2009. Mm. It will not be 2000. It will not be 1980 deed.
Mm.
So my deed young. The person who got deed for that land, 2000, the person will go to court, the person will win me. So I will never agree for you to relocate
me. So the best thing is to avoid
it. I got to go to court, that land I bought from you first, that the only land I want.
People will say, you're making things hard.
No, I'm not making things hard, because I'm just advising people publicly so that they don't get duped by fraudulent land dealers who will tell you, land sellers who will tell you, I will relocate you. That relocation can be trouble, because that place they're relocating you to, maybe they have sold it to somebody else and the person don't have money to build a house. You see it free, they go take out the corner store and give it to you. The land you bought first, just go to court on it. When you lose it, fine.
Now, there's this issue. Sometimes when people go to buy land, the land owner will tell you, look, this piece of land is on the road. So if you buy, the best thing you can do is to start to build hurriedly. What kind of advice will you give to people?
If you go to buy land and the person tell you this land is on the road, hurry up and build a house.
Does that suggest anything negative?
Of course. That means they sold the land to somebody before and they want you to build a house immediately on it, so that the person, some people in this country, they don't like dispute. So if somebody finish building a house there, they say, well, what to do? I'll look for different land. All right? But legally, that land still belongs to them. Some people also, because of their religious belief and things, they say, land will remain here, I will die and go. Let that person just have the land. So if you already live in the land, maybe they will not want to have quarrel with you. So they will tell you the land is free. But maybe they sold it to somebody who lives in America or living somewhere else, and they believe, or maybe went on resettlement to Australia, and they believe the person not coming out, and they believe you should build your house there. And when you build a house, maybe the real owner, the true owner, will be tired and will be weak to fight. That's all. But there's no law that says you should, because you're on the road, you should build fast. No, no, no.
This is Access to Justice right here on Star Radio FM 104. And I'm still having Solicitor General Tiawan Gongolo. He's discussing how to handle land disputes and how to acquire a piece of land properly and what to do when you acquire a piece of land. And today he's placing emphasis on statute of limitation. That means how long it can take before the piece of land you bought, you can really lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Councillor Gongolo, sometimes too, people think the courts waste a lot of time when they take their cases there. That is why maybe they can go into violence.
My experience is that the people who follow their cases, who follow the lawyer to assign their cases fast and all that, their cases can go faster. And it's everywhere, whether it's criminal case or civil case. I tell you a situation. Last year, Dr. Colley, who's vice president of the university, his wife's niece got raped by her uncle-in-law. This thing happened April or May last year. They followed her up with the police. They followed her up with the county attorney. They were going there every day. They were prepared to come and testify. They mobilized the witnesses. They went to court. I think by August 10 or November 10 last year, this case was over.
Maybe they had money.
In 1 year.
They had money to push it.
No, it's not. They didn't have to pay 1 cent. It's just their presence, because they were following up the case. It made it easier for the county attorney. It made it easier for the police and all that. People get volumes of cases every day. So they follow up. Similarly, if you have a land case, you go to a lawyer. That civil case, you pay the lawyer your money. The lawyer file the case. You come to the lawyer and say, oh, when is the case? The lawyer says, oh, we have to go hear the law issue. After the law issue, come, say, oh, my witness is around. The surveyor, all survey my land, all around. You ready? I'm ready to assign my case. You put your lawyer. The lawyer will assign your case to go hear it. Then it goes to the Supreme Court. When they hear it over, somebody appeal to go to the Supreme Court. You follow the lawyer and say, ah, how much I owe you? I want my case to be here in the Supreme Court. Quick, the lawyer will write a brief. You can hear your case within 1 year. If you, who got a case, they can't jail your head, you serious.
If you have money.
Several cases, yes. If you have money to pay the lawyer. But, if you follow up the lawyer and make it easy for him, because the lawyer cannot manufacture evidence.
The lawyer would not be dealing with one case. Mm.
The lawyer got plenty of cases. So that is the reason why you who go to the lawyer office every day, to get your case, the lawyer said we get tired. We want, every time he goes outside, he see you, he will hear your case.
You'll be embarrassed.
I've been in private practice. I know what it is. You enter the office in the morning, one person, and the person has paid you. Then they say, my case. I follow you today. We'll go assign my case. Y'all make the assignment.
There was a case at the Temple of Justice, the land dispute, and this lady claimed a very popular guy bought a piece of land. Somebody sold a piece of land she and her husband bought before. The husband was killed during the war. She won the case. Up to now, they've been unable to evict the guy from the house.
The guy from the house? Look, if that's a civil case, that means she has a lawyer.
Yeah.
If the court comes over a judgment and you don't appeal, maybe you appeal to the Supreme Court affirms it, it comes down. Or if you don't appeal, the court goes to effect. The reason why the marshal of the Supreme Court has the rank of brigadier, that's a military rank. The court has power to get the police, to get the army, or to give effect to an order of the court in order for rule of law to prevail. In America, in the Boer, Brown versus Boer education case, the marshal of the Supreme Court had the marshals to go get the boy to go to school. When the poor are given trouble, President Eisenhower had to call they had to use the National Guards. You can bring the entire army of the country to give effect to a court judgment so that rule of law can prevail. Nobody will be above the law. Therefore, if this person is having problem, you are the sheriff is supposed to get the police to assist the sheriff to evict you. And if the entire police of the country is incapable, then the army has to come in to make sure that the court order is carried out. How powerful the law is.
Can that happen here?
Yes, it can happen here.
In the case of a very poor woman
who claimed
her husband was killed, nobody, her children are in school.
The lawyer comes to us at Justice Ministry, will ask the police to assist the court officers to carry out the order of the court. Otherwise, we don't have rule of law. Nobody is above the law.
And
test the person. Let her come to me.
And you take the issue up.
Of course, we ask the police to give effect to the court judgment, and if police will carry out.
It's more than a year now.
Sometimes these things happen because people don't know what to do, and I want a reason we're on the air for so that people can know what to do. In a country where there is rule of law, nobody is above the law. And the way we show that nobody is above the law is to give effect to the orders of court. Court does not have physical power, but in a rule of law country like ours, an order of court must be carried out.
In this country?
Yes.
Court's order must be respected.
That is the law. Me.
No matter what.
Me, as Solicitor General Liberia, if a JP gives an order to jail me for contempt of court, I must go to jail. And the prison guards are obligated to open a prison for me to go inside. That is what they call rule of law.
Would they not be afraid?
No, they should not be.
They should not be, but they would be.
If they be afraid, say myself.
Especially in the case of Liberia.
Myself, I will go and say, I'm supposed to go to jail. I'm a lawyer. How can I now obey court order?
What if the lawyer who's responsible for this case, who's pleading for this lady, is somehow involved in a way that he does not really want to give the case credence. Can this lady do anything?
Oh, no, no. If the lawyer doesn't, that's what I'm saying. That part of, she went and hired a lawyer. Hmm. Maybe the lawyer, every lawyer of essence should know that a court order must be carried out, and the judge can request the police to assist the sheriff to carry out the orders of the court. And if the police does not do it, the judge will hold the police in contempt of court. You see? Contempt power is the power that the court has to protect its integrity. It's inherent, and nobody, no law can limit it. The law can only limit the penalty for contempt just to ensure that the constitutional rights of people are respected and to make sure there is no excessive penalty. But definition of contempt, every court defines what is contempt.
Why, if it is discovered that the judge, assuming that that is exactly what happened, but not admitting that
the judge doesn't want to do it.
The judge doesn't want to do it. What can the person do?
The lawyer for the woman has a right to write the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. There's something called there's a committee called Judiciary Inquiry Committee that can investigate the unlawful ethical conduct of judges. But if there's a judgment and the court does not want to enforce it, the lawyer, if he's a counselor lawyer, can file for mandamus to compel the judge to carry out his own orders.
What is mandamus?
Mandamus is an order to compel anybody, any official of government, to perform his lawful duty. Mm. And the judge is an official of government.
Right.
So he can be compelled by the Supreme Court to carry out his duty.
So a poor woman, through a lawyer, can cause a judge to do that.
Yes. To make sure that the rule of law prevails. Nobody is above the law. And all of this, I'm telling you, is to sustain the peace. So that nobody uses violence because we have a peaceful means to give power to every citizen of this country. You must not take the law into your own hands. Don't fight. The court can fight for you and fight legally to dispossess a powerful man who has government connection, political party connection, who has big money, to bring it under the law so that you, a poor woman or poor man, can have respect and dignity through the law. Don't fight, because you may not be able to fight a physically powerful man or woman. You may not have the ability to fight a powerful man who has money, a powerful man or woman who has money. You may not have the power to fight somebody who has political connection, but through the law.
All that will happen if the system is working the way it should.
If you go to court, the system will work for you. And this judiciary, this government has made everybody know that the judiciary is independent.
So unless
a judge doesn't want to be independent, but there have been several cases that the government has taken to court that we really wanted to win and we have lost. That shows that the court is independent, is more powerful, and the government does not control the court.
Okay, so in simple terms, in a minute, can you just wrap up, tell our people? Oh, I understand we have a lone caller.
Yes.
Your name and where you calling from?
I'm David calling from Rehab.
Put your points through. The Solicitor General is listening.
Good afternoon, Mr. Solicitor General.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. I really enjoyed the outlines you are giving about land.
We're out of time. You got to put your points through, please.
Okay. What about the land dealers who sells the land price to the buyer, and he just put you against another man to go to court?
Okay, I understand your question. What about the man who sell land to you, sell it to Bruce Bray, then tomorrow sell it to Councillor Gonglo? What's about him? That is a crime under our law. It's a third-degree felony for you to unlawfully, unauthorizedly sell, mortgage, lease, put somebody in possession of a land that does not belong to you. His action is criminal. His action is criminal, and the police must arrest that person because he did not have authority to sell that land. So anybody who does not have deed, he does not have deed for that particular land that he's selling to you, that person has committed a crime. It's a third-degree felony, and the person can go to jail for 3 years, a maximum of 3 years.
Thank you very much, Solicitor General Tiawan Gonglo. It was a pleasure having you on Access to Justice.
Thank you very much. I'll always be here when you want me.
Okay. Well, that's it on this edition of Access to Justice right here on Star Radio. My name is Bruce Boer, your legal friend. Do have a pleasant time.